Turn A.G. and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And John, of course, we know about GM and the sale of stock, but other auto companies in the news.
Yeah, it's interesting. All three of the what we used to think of as the big three U.S. companies, of course, really they're not U.S. companies anymore, two of them really, but all three in the news this morning. GM, of course, is going to price their IPO, their initial public offering today. They're coming back out of bankruptcy, and they've had such great success on their roadshow in marketing these, particularly abroad, that they've continued to raise the size of it, and they announced late yesterday afternoon they're going to increase it another 30%. So they started out saying they were going to sell 365 million shares at 26 to 29. They've had such great success and demand for the shares. Now they're going to sell 478 million shares at 32 to 33. So if it really prices at the top end of that range, it will eclipse Visa, which is previously the largest IPO in U.S. history. This will be the largest initial public offering. And based upon that, we've kind of forgotten about Chrysler for quite some time, but we know that at the same time that the government was forced to bail out General Motors, they also bailed out Chrysler. And it's kind of off the radar screen because it was a privately held company at the time the government bailed them out. And when they did bail them out, what the government did was handed majority ownership of Chrysler to a union-affiliated trust fund with government backing, and they handed management control to Fiat, which is the sixth largest car manufacturer in Europe. Fiat also owns 20% of the company. Well, it's interesting. The CEO of Fiat says that they're so encouraged about what's happened with GM that they were planning on having an IPO for Chrysler sometime next year anyway, so now they are saying this is a great something to go in front of us and help us give guidance in terms of pricing the thing. And so they're now enthusiastic about the Chrysler IPO next year. And then Ford's also in the news. Ford, which of course did not take any government bailout money and is really a U.S. company still, and of course their stock controlled by individual shareholders on the stock exchange. But Ford has had a substantial interest in Mazda for years. In fact, in the mid-90s, they owned as much as a third of Mazda, and that ownership stake is down to much smaller than that. They're going to sell another 3%. So Ford is gradually selling their shares in Mazda and backing out the door. So all three of the big U.S. companies, three U.S. auto companies in the news today. We also get some more economic data today. We talked yesterday about the surprise drop in inflation at the wholesale level, the PPI. We got the CPI out this morning, the inflation at the retail level, and it basically is flat. It was up 0.2%, as they call the headline number. But if you look at the core number, which is less volatile, that's where they strip out food and energy, it was actually up goose eggs, up not at all. And year over year, the headline number is only up about 1.2%. So it continues to give the Fed cover, as we say, to execute this QE2, quantitative easing 2, as they buy $600 billion of additional Treasury securities. And last but not least, we talked about retailers yesterday. Target released their numbers this morning. Their numbers, frankly, much more encouraging than Walmart's in terms of same-store sales. For 9 months in a row, their U.S. same-store sales have increased. And for the last 6 quarters, Walmart has seen their same-store sales in the U.S. drop.
But, John, over the last several days or even the last couple of weeks, most of the news you've brought to us has seemed encouraging a lot of times.
Yeah, and by the way, Target also says that they expect this to be the best holiday season, Christmas season, in 3 years. So at least on the retail front. However, there's going to be a lot of price pressures, and so even though sales may be up, margins on many retailers may be down because they're having to entice shoppers with huge discounts. In fact, on Black Friday coming up, of course, next week, anticipating huge discounts that retailers are going to offer.
Yeah, people will be out there early then.
And I won't be one of them.
No, that 5 a.m. is a little early for me. All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Some people will be out there, though, at some of the stores. It will happen. Believe me, it does every year, looking for that bargain and be the one not to be left out. John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach, we appreciate him joining us each weekday morning.